Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got some quarterback drama brewing. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. This is of the NFL Varietal. Good morning, Pearl.
Good morning.
What are your favorite guys? Someone who you think...
What are my favorite guys?
I think so. Because I think you believe that he has a big fan base amongst NFL coaches.
Yeah. And I am not an NFL coach, so I am not in the cult of this guy.
Oh, okay. Well, the cult of Kirk Cousins, Kirko Chains, if you will. The Atlanta Falcons opening their 3-day mandatory minicamp today. They're expecting Kirk to be there. Now, on the surface, like Kirk Cousins, is he a needle mover? Well, it depends. Now, in Atlanta, it's over. The amount of stuff that has happened in such a short amount of time is kind of remarkable. It started with him sort of inadvertently ratting out the organization that they were tampering with him before he signed. So they got in trouble for that. Then the Michael Penix thing happened where he gets drafted and Kirk is not happy about it and made that known. And it became a huge story. Then Kirk gets benched week 16 of the season. And then he says, well, I've been playing through an injury that I just didn't tell anybody about. So there's not a lot of trust. It's not a great situation. So I start looking around, and Diana Rossini is saying he's going to show up to this mandatory minicamp.
Yep.
But I'm not so much worried about Atlanta. For me, it's I look around to other vulnerable quarterback rooms in the NFL, and I'm thinking, if I'm the Indianapolis Colts, I don't know if you want to add any more drama to the Cleveland situation. It seems like they're on full tilt right now.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
But at least if I'm the Colts, I'm seriously looking at Cousins. Anthony Richardson just went down with a shoulder injury, right?
Yep.
We're not sure what his future is going to be. You gave money to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has gotten people fired in the NFL and will get this regime fired most likely for the New York Giants. I don't know if you're Shane Steichen, how you think, like, I need a little bit extra safety net, a little plan B, something like that, because the Colts are not tanking organization.
No, and they actually have a pretty good receiving core, but Shane Steichen to me, his ultimate quarterback, former Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator, is Jalen Hurts, a guy who drops back and then can escape out the back of the pocket and run around. And I think that's why he took Anthony Richardson. I think that's why he likes Daniel Jones, who's very mobile. So Kirk Cousins does not feel like the fit. I like the indoor aspect for Kirk.
Sure.
But I think of a Shane Steichen quarterback. The ultimate Shane Steichen quarterback is Jalen Hurts. And maybe I'm wrong about that and he has a totally different philosophy, but it sure seems like he's trying to recreate that in Indy. I think he wants a running quarterback and Kirk's the opposite.
Well, I ask you this. Do you think he wants the perfect quarterback and running quarterback, or do you think he wants to remain the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts? Because I think you got to ask yourself, do I want to still be the head coach here? And I don't think that's a given pass this year because Richardson is not trending in the right direction. If you're the one who stuck your neck out for him, then I think him and Chris Ballard, the GM, could finally be gone. Let's also add on top of this.
That.
Yeah, I know. He's like the man with 100 lives. But let's add on top of it, you know, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, just passed away. So obviously our thoughts going out to their family. I saw a story yesterday about the succession plan that's now in place with three daughters who are going to be running the Indianapolis Colts. you don't know what, if they have designs on doing something different, bringing something in. Like, guys should feel like they're coaching for their jobs at this point in Indy.
Right, but it's, I don't see Kirk Cousins as this savior that maybe you're describing him as.
Stabilizer. I don't know if I'm saying...
But he doesn't even know the offense that is June 10th.
Well, I mean, this is why you bring veterans in who have a lot of experience, and that's a winnable division. I'm looking at what's going on in Houston right now with C.J. Stroud. I, you know, who knows about Jacksonville? They've got obviously a lot of talent, a lot of flash now, but... Do they have the right coach in place?
Let's not forget those Titans with Cam Ward and looking now, like the next guy.
How about Cam? Like, but we'll see what happens with Cam. I don't know if you're expecting a lot this year.
Let's not forget Shiloh.
I just think that this is you have to be competing here this year. If I'm Indianapolis, I think Kirk Cousins gives you a chance for that, because here's the other thing about Daniel Jones, and I'm not saying this because to disparage him, even though I just said he got coaches fired, because that's just the truth. He also gets hurt a lot. He runs a lot. But he gets hurt a lot. So you already have Richardson hurt. Jones is a walking injury waiting to happen. I would be looking at Cousins if I were them.
Yeah, I just think style-wise, he's the exact opposite of those two guys. So I don't totally
get it.
They
brought in Flacco last year as a backup.
Yeah, I know, and that didn't really even look good. They brought in Daniel Jones as another version of Anthony Richardson. Kind of inaccurate, mobile guy, big, big arm. I mean, nobody's arm is as big as Anthony Richardson. I think he leads the league in 40-plus yard accuracy, but he just can't throw 4 yards. So not accuracy. Like, he has all these big plays. Daniel Jones has a big arm. I really like Steichen as a coach. I think he can make something out of this. Like, Kirk Cousins just doesn't feel right there for the offense he has to me. So I wouldn't do it.
Where do you think Cousins is going to get traded?
I do disagree. You start off by saying Atlanta's done. I don't agree with that at all. He's going to be in minicamp. It feels like a Jimmy G situation where the Niners had a goodbye press conference and then started him next year after three guys got hurt.
That?
Like, Michael, I don't understand Atlanta. Talk about, you said needs a backup for injury guys. Who needs a backup for an injured guy more than Atlanta for Michael Penix? Michael Penix has the worst injury history of any guy quarterback coming into the league. So I think he makes sense there. He would be the worst idea for Cleveland ever. To bring in another old guy for Cleveland would be terrible. I think Pittsburgh, that ship sailed with Aaron Rodgers. Honestly, I would not bring him in anywhere. I mean, maybe if you convince him to be a backup to Brock Purdy in San Francisco.
Well, they got Mac Jones.
Yeah, they could say goodbye to him. I mean, like, honestly, like, or maybe bring him as a backup. I would not bring Kirk's expensive.
Yep.
You have to trade up assets. I would wait for an injury. I would not bring in. Like, Indianapolis, you can't do that right now because you would mess up all their plans. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't make that commitment to Kirk Cousins, but you're going to have to give up picks and money, and just don't do it.
Can I ask you this in a flip way, the flip side of it? So if I ask you, who do you think is the most vulnerable quarterback room in the NFL right now? Like, who is the team? Because I just gave you Indy. EJ, I remember you said Miami. Miami is also a very vulnerable quarterback room with a quarterback and a coaching staff that I know Tua got the extension. But how does Mike McDaniel feel like he's safe at all?
Mr. Unlimited. Well,
aren't they a Tua or bust organization? Like, they know if Tua is not on the field, they're not going to win. Does Cousins move the needle that much for them?
I think Cousins playing that weather could be dangerous. I mean, I do respect McDaniel as a head coach. Maybe he's not the, you know, the game changer. Maybe that Sean McDermott was talking about. But I think he is a good offensive coach. They got some decent weapons, good weather. I think that could be something.
Yeah, old guy.
Are you amenable to that?
Pretty good guy. He's obviously probably in the cult of Kirk. He's a McVay Shanahan guy.
This is what I mean, you look at vulnerable quarterback rooms, and I think Indy, and I do think Miami.
We're taking Cleveland out of this, right?
Cleveland is such a weird... Remember the story where Kirk Cousins was spotted at a Chipotle in Cleveland? And we're like, oh, well, that's way too random.
The problem is Miami already has a $50 million per year contract on Tua. I'm not sure, like, that would be one of the most expensive, brittle quarterback rooms. Because don't forget, Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles tear and a shoulder injury.
Chipotle.
So,
yeah, which he didn't tell anybody
that's
about.
That's a ton of money into two injury-prone quarterbacks. You can, like, you know, at the end of the day, it often comes down to money. And I think money would be an issue.
So do you think is Kirk's next stop then broadcast booth? Like, you guys are saying there's absolutely nothing available for him.
I think Atlanta is a good spot for him. I think that they have to find a way to reconcile. But you did bring up some really good points. Like, I think there's some bad blood.
No
especially
doubt.
Especially from Kirk's camp. Like, they were probably furious about the Penix draft pick. I think he's got to settle in there. And either they wait for an injury or they just say, hey, they need a backup. That's a very vulnerable quarterback room. We started the show by saying, J.J. McCarthy, what do we know about this guy? What do we really know about Penix's ability to play 18 games? Well, how many games did they play now? 17.
18 weeks.
Give him one preseason game.
Yeah, and it's going to be 18 soon, so you're right about that. It's a fair point. I just don't know if it's an untenable situation.
Well,
right?
And also, we're too vulnerable. Like, we're not talking about the Saints or the tanking teams. We're not putting it.
I think the Saints are an all-out tank team.
Right. So Cousins doesn't make sense. Obviously, they could use a
trade him in Division II seems unlikely.
Yeah.
Also, wouldn't you just kept Derek Carr?
Yeah, well, Carr retired, but...
I know, but I think he probably could have been talked out of it, no?
I don't know. I think that was a Carr decision. I don't think that was a Saints decision.
By the way, is Carr going to resurface at some point? I was thinking about that, too.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, he's definitely taking a snap this year.
Future Jets quarterback, Derek Carr.
They should have just done it the first time.
Mm.
They were whining and dining him, Italian restaurants in New Jersey.
You know where else?
Chipotle.
Did they know his order, though?
Why are you wishing this stuff on me, Manny?
I got to tell you, one of the most confusing offseason headlines was Kirk Cousins spotted in Cleveland Chipotle and he didn't sign there.
I know.
What the heck? He's just in Cleveland getting Mexican food?
Well, what is that about? Everybody goes to Cleveland for the best Mexican food.
That was the worst rollout, maybe the history of rollouts of all time. Ooh, Kirk Cousins is in Cleveland. Get excited.
Also,
they didn't even want him.
Can you go to a more like public place than Chipotle? Like, you know, because you can't go to McDonald's or Burger King or something because that's the drive-thru. So you're not going to get spotted in the way you need to get spotted. That's full-on, full bloom. I'm waiting in line for my burrito bowl.
And even when we look at the fast food places, like when you order, you have to then walk
talk to three different people. Yeah.
So like
max
multiple people
exposure.
Are going to see you. Right. The amount of eyewitnesses doubles compared to most other fast food restaurants.
You're right. It was a terrible rollout because there had to been a little bit of thought. It's like, all right, well, the first person who takes my, what protein do you want?
Chipotle.
Might not be a football fan, but the second person who's doing like rice and the other things.
Chipotle?
Most likely. And if not those two, the person who's checking me out, like the cashier, probably knows who I am.
But I got to slow this down for a second. If you go to a city, and you want to be recognized, don't you go to like the most famous restaurant, not a chain fast food restaurant?
Well, what's the Pat's and Geno's of Cleveland?
I don't know.
The Skyline Chili of Cleveland?
Yeah,
Cleveland.
I have to claim ignorance because they're idiots. Like, if you wanted to get recognized in New York City, it's not like you would go to, I don't know.
No, well, this was the equivalent of going to Times Square, basically being like, hello, everybody.
Basically, yeah, you went to Sabaro.
You don't even know where that Chipotle was.
That's true.
It's not Times Square. It's not like he went to the Five Guys at Times. I don't know.
Okay, what's the most famous restaurant in Cleveland?
I think
LeBron James' Steakhouse.
Does he have one?
No. I just made that up.
Cleveland, though, is like a meat and potatoes, like hard hat town. Like New York is a little glitzy. Like, yeah, maybe going to like, you know, Tao or going to, you know, right, one of these clubs, like that may make sense. But in Cleveland, maybe it is going to a Chipotle.
When I visited Cleveland when I was in college, I dined at this fine establishment called Buffalo Wild Wings. Not bad.
Man, you're like a platinum member there. I feel like you've been to every B-dubs in the East Coast and the Midwest.
It's not good.
That's an old part of my Take the Podcast joke is they go to every Super Bowl town, they go to Olive Garden, and like and all the media is like, I tried out this fancy restaurant. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna go to TGI Fridays Chili's.
Olive Garden in Times Square is a big pickup spot, from what I heard.
Yeah, just the fact that you guys are like Kirk Cousins obviously went to this Chipotle with a total agenda.
He definitely did.
Oh my God! Like
definitely.
But that's like, well, you know, if you want to get spotted in Cleveland, there's only one spot to go to.
I'm sorry, I'm looking up. Like, there's amazing restaurants in Cleveland. I know the food scene there is good.
Including
I think
that Buffalo Wild Wings, not too far from the basketball arena.
Getting better and better, but I can't get the like. What's the tourist trap? That's what you're asking, right?
Yeah, we don't even know if this was in the suburbs or if it was in the city. We don't have the slightest clue.
Was it in Berea? Because that would be a little on the nose.
Mm. But you don't need a fancy restaurant
too. It wasn't even like he was just spotted by a guy who took a picture from 50 yards away. He was like, hey, come on, folks. Like, your new quarterback is here.
Can I inquire if you're keen on that?
Kirk does do speaking engagements, right? I think he preaches.
Maybe he was there for that. Okay, I got a couple for you. And, you know, if anyone here has any experience about the Cleveland dining scene, you can let us know. Apparently, I'm looking at Mallorca is maybe the most award-winning restaurant. Blue Point Grill, I'm seeing. Sokolowski's University Inn. Now I'm just giving free. Guarino's. Johnny's.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny's.
Johnny.
They're a neighborhood eatery serving authentic Italian cuisine since 1920. I mean, you could do that.
Listen, the real Cleveland Browns fans, the dog pound, they're not eating at these, like, you know, these wine and cheese places. You know, these are people that go out there and wear dog masks and yell at Steeler, you know, yell at George Pickens, get in a fight with George Pickens during Browns games. These are not the folks that are going to these wine and cheese places. You want to go to the hard hat places. You want to go to Chipotle in Cleveland.
How about Guarino's? That's Cleveland's oldest restaurant. Serves authentic Italian food.
How old are we talking?
I don't know.
Chipotle is the way to go. The moves were correct. Like, everything he did worked in terms of getting people excited and interested and potentially him going to Cleveland. The problem was the team and the people that need to be interested was the Browns. And unfortunately, it seems like the Browns weren't that interested because they didn't want to give anything for them.
I got one thing. Is Chipotle a hard hat restaurant? I don't know if I see it that way. I go a lot with my daughter. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot of construction workers in there.
It's the everyman food.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's like the tech bros new age fast food restaurant. Like, it's the only fast food restaurant that has like an origin in Silicon Valley. I don't think it's the hard hat store.
I thought its origins were in Guadalajara, Mexico.
No, it was actually a tech guy. This was very much a tech story. Like Chipotle, this business guy had no knowledge of Tex-Mex food. He just took the market. It's a brilliant founder. Lives in New York.
Okay, do you want to put that as a poll? Do you consider Chipotle a hard hat lunch spot?
And also, what's your order?
Oh, I get bowl.
Sure.
Brown rice, steak, black beans, pay extra for the guac.
Of course.
Diet Pepsi.
Fancy. That's it?
Yeah, and salsa.
No cheese?
I probably don't do the cheese. I do, well, nah. First of all, I think do they charge for sour cream?
No.
No.
I'm a big sour cream guy.
They charge for the guac, right?
Correct. Yes.
That's a killer.
Yeah.
That new Chipotle honey chicken is crack.
Oh, I saw the ad for that the other day. But they put so much guac on there. I'm like, they don't give you that much guac. So the flavor combo sounds
good. Who is on crack?
But I would say it's the new McDonald's. I think it's a fancier. It's upscale fast food.
I think, I mean, maybe hard hat's a strong word, but I think it's like, you feed your family on Chipotle. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like the middle class. Anybody could go and say, oh, I'm going to go to Chipotle. I feel like I walk in there, I could literally see a construction worker. I could see a mom of four.
Right.
I know, because my mom of four would often get a Chipotle, so I know that.
You can also see a tech bro in there.
Yeah, probably. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Double protein all the time, by the way, guys.
We started this conversation about Kirk Cousins. It ended with Chipotle.
Delicious.
Started with Kirk Cousins. We're asking, what's the most vulnerable quarterback room in the NFL? Like, a team that's actually trying to win, not New Orleans, who, if they win two games this year and get the number one overall pick, I think they'd be secretly thrilled about that.
Cleveland, I don't think they're 100% into winning.
Oh, that's tough, because that's maybe a coaching staff coaching for their job. Indianapolis, Miami. Who could actually be in play here? 888-710-4ISN. All right, we got sports beef brewing. I didn't see this coming between one legend and one up-and-coming legend. And their dad, of course. Because every sports parent has to get involved now in everything. Get to that next, M&P.
All right, welcome back. Baggy and Perloff show. Heated fast food debate. Now, I saw we put a question on social media. Can you just explain it real quick?
Yeah, what is it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is it Chipotle?
The live feed.
Chipotle, like, is it a hard hat restaurant? Yeah. Is that how we word it?
Yeah.
Is that a word that still exists? Do people understand that?
Yeah.
Is it every man restaurant?
An every man, every woman restaurant, sure.
Right. Okay. It's not McDonald's. Can we at least admit that?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But I think it kind of, well, it's
I don't think
McDonald's.
You guys are, it doesn't sound like you guys are willing to admit that.
No, Taco Bell is McDonald's.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah, okay.
We were asking because Kirk Cousins, who is in a dicey situation now in Atlanta with being a backup basically to Michael Penix, he went to Cleveland and went to Chipotle. We said that's a restaurant for maximum exposure. Like, you're going to come in contact with the most people working there. You're definitely going to get recognized if you're Kirk Cousins. And the fact that he went all the way there and did that, and then they didn't sign him, and now he's looking at this, uncertain future. But can I bring up another food-related situation?
Is Bogues' face when you said that? It was like,
what's that?
You're like, that's where you go for maximum exposure. Just like, I think you've talked yourself into this Chipotle maximum exposure thing a little too hard.
Well, where else do you go?
And then you and EJ sort of boosted each other on that.
Let's just go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and give it a ticket for one, please. Like, where else are
you supposed to go?
You
want to be seen. There's only one place in town to go. It just sounded funny in a vacuum.
Everyone knows when you get to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Like, remember,
like it's the Ivy or the, what's the hotel in?
Chateau Marmont. Yeah. Like,
listen, we've proved without a doubt that Kirk Cousins went to the suburban Cleveland Chipotle to be found.
I thought it was inspiring. I thought it was like someone put some thought into this. I don't know where else you go. Hang out at the airport and hope to get recognized? I don't know where you go to get recognized.
Okay, so what's the food-related take? I want to hear this.
Well, actually, okay, we'll do a quick food thing.
Yeah.
I just want to say something that I had not had in a really long time. I just want to let everybody know, if you were worried that a Betty Crocker box cake changed, it tasted any different than it did when we were kids. Mm. It's the same, guys. I just had to make one the other day. Blew my mind. God, this thing is good. And I brought even the frosting in the container. I didn't make one thing from scratch. I just added water, a little vegetable oil, eggs. That stuff is so good. It's exactly how you remember it. And I feel like that's rare now. Things don't line up with the tastes of when we were kids because of new processes and new chemicals and all that stuff. The chemical mixture of this is exactly how you remember it.
Okay, big issue though.
Yeah.
You had to add eggs.
I did.
So, but then you want to lick the batter.
Oh, I don't care about that. Should I?
No.
You don't lick the brownie batter? You don't lick anything that has eggs in it?
So, not anymore. I would not suggest that.
Because of the salmonella?
You had an episode, didn't you?
No. But I like the brownie mix where you don't have to add eggs. First of all, it's easier. And then you just mix it up and then you can go to town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and also—
So like a banana bread or anything that you bake that has an egg in it, you won't lick the spoon?
Well, no. I would just advise against it, especially for your kid.
Yeah, I'm sure Odyssey lawyers would approve of us not.
No, but there's a big egg thing going on right now.
Yeah,
right?
I saw there's a big salmonella.
Yeah. You don't want to eat all. Actually, I heard a thing on the news that you don't want to do soft boiled eggs anymore either.
Is that right?
Yeah, like the eggs are bad right now. Good luck with that.
It's too hot in Florida. Eggs are too dangerous.
I heard the bagged lettuce. I know the bagged lettuce is an issue. But wait, what about the eggs now?
So did you did you let your kid?
No, I didn't. But
well, there you go.
I baked it after he went to bed. It was a surprise.
That's kind of evil.
No, he slept the next day.
Just for him or you? Be honest.
Go to bed now. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. Okay.
Did anybody here make their mom?
I'm not tired, Mom.
Did anyone else make their mom or dad make cookies and then just so they could lick the bowl? Because that was my
I had to make my mom. She just gave it to me. She was like, it was a tradition. It was like, hey, here you go, guys.
Yeah, and who gets to lick the spoon?
And then four rambunctious boys were just fighting over a bowl and a spoon for her.
Yeah, you look like the Oilers and the Panthers last night, just punching each other in the face for chocolate chip cookie dough. a little aside there. Let's get to an interesting topic that came up with a sports beef that we did not know was brewing, but it's two famous people who you definitely know. One is Landon Donovan. You guys all know Landon Donovan, his American hero, U.S. men's soccer star. Here he is on Fox praising Cristiano Ronaldo because he's representing his country who's playing in the Gold Cup. Nope, Manny, not the Gold Cup.
No, Portugal just finished playing in the UEFA Nations League.
UEFA Nations League. Gold Cup will come into it in a moment, but him praising Cristiano Ronaldo for playing for his country despite coming off of a long season.
And I can't help but think, and I said this in the beginning of the show, this is what it means to represent your country.
All right.
This is what it means. And if you don't want to take this as a professional soccer player and someone who gets the opportunity to wear that jersey and take it seriously and responsibly, then don't come in. This is what it means.
Okay, so who is Landon Donovan talking about here? He's praising Ronaldo, but there's a reason, because now the flip side, he's going to slam Christian Pulisic, of course, our very famous current soccer star in this country, because he's sitting out the Gold Cup.
He's 40 years old. He's played a long-ass season. He's tired. He's out there grinding, hurt himself in the process, and I can't help but think about some of our guys who are on vacation right now not wanting to play in the Gold Cup. This is what it's pissing me off.
Okay, so there, he's talking about Ronaldo's 40. He's still playing and representing his country. And then Pulisic is famously not playing in the Gold Cup, along with two other guys.
Can I put in my half-ignorant take here?
Sure.
Yeah, what are you doing, Pulisic? Okay. Get out there for America.
Well, I'm glad.
America.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, because I've only got half the story, and I'm all in.
Okay, we've drawn you in now. So now you just want to rail against Hershey, Pennsylvania's
spot the
own
line, Landon Donovan.
Christian
right.
Pulisic, playing for AC Milan, I believe. Right?
Yes, Christian, okay. Yes.
It's AC Milan.
Thank you. The man wearing the
air
soccer
conditioning
jersey.
Milan.
God, we're good at sports around here, aren't we? Okay, so that's what's the setup. Now enter Pulisic's dad, who went to social media in a clever way asking ChatGPT, why did Landon Donovan, the star who's calling out his son, why did he take himself out of the 2012-2013 competition, I believe, which was right before the World Cup? Why did he take himself out of competition? And ChatGPT said, well, Landon Donovan was exhausted because he had a grind of long seasons and playing soccer and having so much pressure on you. He needed a break, and ultimately it helped him in the long run. The dad posted that on social media.
The Mexican soccer fan in me is so happy about this.
Yeah, I know. There's a big rivalry here between Mexico and the U.S. But here's the thing. So that's what the dad posted. Pulisic liked it. So essentially, it's Landon Donovan v. Christian Pulisic and his dad.
So the ChatGPT, that's actually a true story then?
Yeah. It's a true story. Okay. Donovan took some time off.
And then was very mad that he wasn't put on the team.
Yeah, in the 2014.
Yeah, I do remember that.
They actually made a commercial about it. It was like the Weekend of Greatness for like Foot Locker or something like that. And he was in a commercial with James Harden. How do you, you didn't make the World Cup team. How do you get past that? I got picked for the World Cup team. He was in denial. Very funny. I'll try to find it.
Okay.
He was too old at that point, right?
No, he kept playing.
Well,
right?
I mean, he kept playing.
I mean, he was part of the Dan Patrick Show universe, and that was a big controversy because the U.S. wanted to go young, and they screwed him over.
That was the thing, yeah. I mean, at that point, you had younger players like Jozy Altidore and Clint Dempsey that were coming up playing his sins, and he was starting to age out a little bit.
Yeah, I think
they were trying to phase him out a little bit.
Yeah, I always remember as like they screwed him over, and it kind of... Did it cost them because they didn't play well without him?
They did fine without him. They made it to the quarterfinals in 2014. But I mean, I that was my take when I was younger. You know, this happened 12 years ago. I was like, wow, the U.S. men's national team is, pushing over Landon Donovan.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so I just want to add a little more context here. So this was the the dad, Christian Pulisic's dad, not only did this cheeky sort of ChatGPT tell me why Landon Donovan took a sabbatical,
right.
And ChatGPT said he took a sabbatical because he was feeling physically and mentally exhausted after years of intense competition. The caption on the Instagram post from Pulisic's dad, this guy is talking about commitment, look in the mirror, plus grow a pair and call names out, or are you afraid? Next time you want an interview, you will get rejected again.
Oof.
Oof. Tension. And Pulisic liked the post, obviously.
So yeah.
His dad's not like pulling a John Halliburton where all of a sudden Tyrese has to apologize because he's in Giannis's face. This is father and son on the same page here.
And Landon Donovan, by the way, not alone in this critique. I mean, he's kind of the spokesperson now because he's on a mic more than other guys, but he is not alone in ripping Christian Pulisic for the last couple weeks.
And I completely agree because, I mean, the Gold Cup is probably the second biggest tournament that a U.S. men's national team player will play in. So the fact that he's not, and it's also got this rich history here in North America. This is the continental tournament. So the fact that he's not participating in this tournament is actually very
shocking.
And
he's not hurt.
No, he's fine.
No, and the argument against him is that he continued to play full 90-minute games at AC Milan when their season was basically over. They were not playing for anything else. They're a coaching change. Yeah. There were no more competitions, like nothing. And he just kept playing and playing and playing. And the thought is somebody on his side could have been like, hey, can you cut some minutes back here? Because I have the Gold Cup this summer.
Mm.
Instead, they ran him into the ground.
Because they don't care, right?
I mean, they're supposed, everyone kind of cares because it's all one big-ish community. So, and like players leave and come for international duty. Like it's baked into the calendar. So it seems like there could have been a conversation of AC Milan pulling the reins back a little bit so he had something for this summer.
Can I just make another half-informed opinion?
Sure.
That was still pretty, I understand that argument. That was still a little harsh by Landon. No, like he really shredded him.
Wow, you really flip-flopped on this whole thing.
Yeah,
I'm still a
Team Landon, but I actually think his tone surprises me. Like, that was really all in on this topic. I thought,
what's harsher, the words or saying to grow a pair and call us out by name and you're never getting an interview?
Yeah, well, I think they were responding to Landon's harshness. Like, Landon could make that criticism without making it sound, it sounded kind of personal almost, which is interesting.
Well, when he said you're on vacation, right? That's not you're healing, you're, you know, trying to decompress. It's like, when you say you're on vacation, what's the first thing? On a beach, pina colada in your hand.
Not doing a damn thing.
Right.
Yeah. But can I tell you, bigger picture, like there's only one person I want to hear talk about this issue now. I want to hear what Landon Donovan has to say. He's got a Fox, it's Fox, right?
Yep.
Fox mic in front of him. Like, you got to say something. Otherwise, what are you doing there? So I totally get this. Is it possible that he is being performative as a broadcaster?
Well, I just wonder, you know, he's a legend in soccer, Landon Donovan, but maybe he is the wrong guy to be making this critique considering he had this in his past. Now, he's given a lot to U.S. soccer, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say he's on a perch. Like, we're doing Mount Olympus for sports gods of every major city. Today, we're doing Atlanta. If you're talking about sports gods of U.S. soccer, Landon Donovan is on that list.
But you could also argue he's the right guy because who else are we going to listen to?
Well, Alexi Lalas was also critical.
Clint Dempsey is probably the guy. Yeah. Alexi Lalas' opinion.
Yeah, but I was just saying, let's not bring in the Alexi Lalas thing right now because that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, that dude is firing from the hip.
I love it. Taylor Twellman, good
always
guy.
Has. Yep.
Yeah.
But I think Landon Donovan has always kind of gotten attention. So I think he would be the natural spokesperson.
I guess my question, though, is it's a challenge on these former athletes that come on and talk about these current athletes. I would prefer, if instead of just shredding guys, how about use your experience that clearly could highlight a hypocrisy to say why you feel this way?
Because I'm gonna knock your ass out.
Landon just coming out just saying like, oh, you're taking a vacation, like when you literally took a year off so that you could then play in the World Cup and it didn't work out for you. Maybe say, hey, you know what? When I took a year off, I thought it was the rest and get better, but it turned out it actually didn't allow me to play for the World Cup team, and I regretted that.
Yeah.
It's just, like, to me, like, it takes one Google search to figure out that this guy did the exact same thing, and I think for these current athletes, when they hear these former athletes shred them, that's the problem. They feel like there's a lot of hypocrisy in there. These former athletes know what these guys are going through, and they go on TV, and they're giving us probably only 30 to 40% of the real story.
But real quick, the only thing that I have to push back against on that one is that Landon Donovan was at an age in the 2014 World Cup where he was not going to make the roster. Kristen Pulisic is going to be playing in the World Cup next season.
Yeah. Right.
No matter what.
So it's there's no consequence. Like, it's not the same as what Landon Donovan did.
No, I wouldn't say so, no. And again, Landon Donovan was, you know, pushing 30-plus when the 2014 World Cup rolled around. Kristen is still going to be in his late 20s. So I don't
but
think
that, exactly that's not why Donovan didn't oranges. Make the team. That had nothing to do with it, that he took that time off.
Well, I mean, there has to be a factor that goes into that, into that decision as well. Yeah, that was actually a factor.
I remember we followed that thing really closely. There was a lot going on there. There were two camps, like one team wanted, like it was a big deal. It was 33, I think, at the time.
Well, what about to EJ's point, which is just, we see this now a little bit with the former athletes calling out the current ones. And in some ways that does seem a little bit harsh. I mean, we talked about this inside the NBA and TNT, and people
Chris Paul trying to beat me up.
People love that show because it's so unfiltered, but the current players think that the old heads are being too harsh.
Well, I think EJ could work for ESPN NBA's coverage and could just say things that go into the void that no one on earth cares about. Because why are they on TV if they're not going to be harsh? Like, there's a camera and a microphone just to be nice. Like, nobody wants to watch that.
What about fair?
Again, TV, microphone, Maggie. What about fair?
Oh, so it's all performative then.
It's entertaining. Like, no sports fan wants to hear a guy be like some thoughtful take and a nice guy. Like, that's ESPN's coverage. Like, that's
ESPN
boring.
Thoughtful?
Yeah, nobody wants that crap. They want to see Stephen A. yell at people. But they want to see harsh takes because that's what we do as sports fans. Nobody said, when the Knicks lost, did you have some nice, thoughtful takes on it? No, you were screaming at the TV. That's how we consume sports.
We're very emotional.
We react. We don't have nice, thoughtful takes.
So can I bring up something else? Because this is going to be front and center now in a very interesting way.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Because you know who is coming to NBC, and it's not Stephen A., shockingly, because he has every other job in media. Good for you. But it's Michael Jordan. And I think that people are I'm very interested. I'll just speak for myself. I'm very interested of how critical Jordan's going to be, because Stephen A. is out here talking about you. If you talk to Michael behind the scenes, he will shred guys and he will this, that. Is he going to get on TV and actually give us the full MJ, or is he going to be nice?
If I'm the producer and he doesn't give you the full mean MJ, then I'm cutting the deal after a year. Like, nobody wants a boring MJ. Like, he better be harsh. As a fan, I demand that. Does anyone here not want to see MJ kill people? That's the whole point.
But harsh, like, for what? Like, I don't know.
To entertain us.
No, I feel like that's cruelty for cruelty's sake. Like, if there's great play happening, tell me why they're great. I don't need you to go be like, hey, that, you know, third guy on the Pacers sucks. Like, I don't, that doesn't do anything for me. Like, if Halliburton is doing something spectacular, as much as I can't stand him, tell me why he's doing something that's spectacular. Like,
why would you want to see that? That sounds so boring.
Well, no, because a lot of people, because people just said he was overrated. And then he's going out there and he's playing and he's hitting these shots, breaking my heart as a Knicks fan. Maybe explain to fans why he's not overrated. Because people seem to think that he is. There's so much disconnect that happens, I think, for a lot of these current athletes. I think that that's the problem they have. They feel like people don't understand what they're watching.
Well, there's going to be an interesting part where we started this conversation about a hypocrisy of Landon Donovan calling out Christian Pulisic for not playing in the Gold Cup, even though Landon took a sabbatical. And Landon and Pulisic's camp was more than eager to point that out right away on social media. What does Michael Jordan say about the older players at the end of their careers? Like, are we just going to all ignore, you know, what does he say about Paul George? What does he say about Joel Embiid? What's he going to say about guys who, at the end, it's one thing about the peak. The peak is fine. We talk about...
Joel Embiid, by the way, is 31, but go ahead.
He's like, he's 41.
He's got 41-year-old knees.
You know, I'm just curious, does actually Jordan acknowledge the Wizards at all? And I'm not saying he was terrible at the Wizards. We kind of, like, it wasn't 98 Bulls. But it wasn't also the worst thing we've ever seen in the world. They didn't make the playoffs. They weren't very good. But he was an embarrassment. But I'm just curious, do we get Michael Jordan the hypocrite?
Wait, Michael Jordan, the businessman, played for the Washington Wizards?
Believe it or not.
I see what you're saying. But again, I would prefer him to be totally unfiltered and negative. I'm sorry, because I think that's who he is. I like kind of like the guy sitting drinking scotch and ripping everybody.
Right.
That poor guy that was on the Washington Wizards, I can't remember his name, 45, like some nobody's like just shredding the Sonics. He's like, they weren't even hard to beat in the finals. That's who I want.
Oh, the guy who had the audacity to say good game, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like you guys are such hypocrites too, because Tom Brady came out and said nothing but nice things and like you were all saying he was boring.
Well, like, he was also on game. First of all, I thought that Brady was one and done with broadcasting and I got to dress up like a member of the Black Hole because of that dumb bet. Oh, that's
But
where am I going to get the silver paint?
I like late career Troy Aikman, who just shreds everybody pot. Like, oh my God, he kills every single player on the field. Yeah.
But does Troy come off unfair? I don't think he does.
I don't care about it unfair. Like, entertaining. If you're a TV producer, EJ, you got to make it entertaining. And this nice guy broadcaster will not work.
Who's the TV producer that's going to get in Michael Jordan's ear and going to be like, can you press a little more on this? Maybe. 888-710-4ISN. EJ going to get in Mike's ear and be like, got to go harder. Go after him.
I think Michael's inclination, even without a producer in his ear, is to denigrate other players. It's like how he's wired. Don't you kind of expect that? I can't see him going out there and supporting guys. Timmy doesn't seem like his character.
Yeah, well, obviously what he says, if anything, about LeBron is going to be the number one thing. Critical about James.
He'll probably try to be nice as hard as he can, but I don't know if he's going to achieve that.
Top of the hour, we will do the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff. Our tour continues, the four sports gods of every great sports city in this country. Today, Atlanta is front and center. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers resurfaces. We'll tell you all about that next.
Let's talk about what happened this summer.
Sure, man. It was sick.
Really? After they left you off the national team?
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, I get it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One of those short memories, like all the greats.
James, they can't cut me. I'm the captain. Like they'd ever cut me. I'm the captain.
It's gonna be a good day with Maggie and Perloff.
Wow.
Manny dug up Lando. This Foot Locker commercial.
Foot Locker Week of Greatness commercial, that's right.
And so he did get cut from the team.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a part of the 2014 World Cup, and that was made after the 2014 World Cup.
Man, what a weird commercial. Also, are they the two worst actors alive?
James Harden and Landon Donovan?
Oh, my God. We were just giving all this praise to Landon Donovan. Perloff was like, wow, I like him as a commentator. He's really, he and Christian Pulisic are now in a big fight.
I thought that was really funny. I didn't think that was bad acting. I love his California accent, too.
I like it, too.
Oh, really?
Land's like a Mr. Surfer guy.
No, James Harden, I thought, was really stiff.
Now, James Harden was awful in this commercial, as usual. There's a visual that goes along with this. He looks awful. Landon Donovan, rather comedic, because he also, like, flails his arms like, I'm the captain. They can't cut me.
He's also so much shorter than James Harden. It's so funny.
But it's kind of insane that he said that. Like, he's taking it so lightly.
Like, yeah. They
imagine
made a joke
pitching
out of
that
it.
Ad. It's like, all right, Landon, here's the idea.
Remember when you didn't make one of your achievements, one of your life goals and career achievements? Let's make a joke out of it.
Cool. Well, we're going to wait for round three, I guess, of Landon Donovan v. Christian Pulisic and his dad, because it's getting pretty ugly, especially on social media. Andrew Bogish is here with all the latest headlines. What's up?
Have you guys mentioned, by the way, the ultimate commercial pitch that's going on right now?
No.
I'm the captain.
The guy that stood up at Dr. Squatch and suggested making Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap.
I don't know. Yeah. You guys, anything you just said.
Okay,
right now.
This didn't come across your timeline.
So
I'm first in queue for purchasing.
Yeah. So Dr. Squatch, like Sasquatch, is a brand that I actually use. I love
their soap.
I love their men's product. Their soap, a lot of stuff. I love their soap. They sold something that was Sydney Sweeney, and I guess people commented on the video of, oh, she was in a bathtub for the commercial. And there are obviously infinity comments of, I would drink that bath water.
Well, apparently that bar of soap itself does have droplets of Sydney Sweeney's bath water.
Right. So because original campaign.
You guys sound like this is what people say when they're being questioned by the police.
I know.
Yeah, like an FBI profiler. Yeah. Exactly.
This is Manny in a back room somewhere being like, but they promised it had drops for actual bath water
in it. So the original campaign led to somebody going, hey, what if we actually did sell her bath water, and now they have a bar of soap that has, I don't know what, 0.00, I don't know how they got it, but they say it has her bath water in the soap, and you can buy it.
I am first in queue.
Wait, it's like essence of sweet Sydney?
Yeah, but imagine being the guy that raises their hand and go, we could actually do this. Like, you're either getting fired or you're the new CEO.
Wait, you stare at women who are breastfeeding?
Oh yeah, big
you
time.
Creep.
She's like, I guess, does she sit in a bath and they've siphoned out the water?
So obviously she's getting paid for this. Well, I would imagine handsomely. So she sits in a...
Well, I would hope so. Unless some guy sneaks in and takes the bath water, yeah.
No, it's like calling Sydney with an I.
No, it is her. Double Y's.
Oh, boy.
I feel like it's a missed opportunity, by the way, to get Kevin Durant involved, because he had the most famous bathwater tweet ever.
Mm-hmm. Don't ruin this.
Scarlett Johansson, I will drink your bathwater.
That's a real Kevin Durant tweet.
He sent that in 2014, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe 2013, early days of Twitter. Scarlett Johansson, I will drink your bathwater, hashtag random. And I would, too. I retweeted it.
That actually does sound like Colin Jost.
You think Colin Jost has?
You think he drinks his wife's bathwater? You think that's the key to a great relationship? That's healthy?
I'm not in the bath with her. You guys tell me. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You guys are into Sydney Sweeney?
Isn't this something, not to get to the OnlyFans, isn't this something like a scam that people run online? Like, hey, I'll send you my underwear for five, you know,
or
that
a fart
kind of
in
stuff.
A jar. You can use
that.
Yeah.
Fart. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A fart in a jar.
But that was
what a scam.
What a lady that was.
Seems classy.
I mean, she's laughing ha 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 all the way to the bank.
No,
I think.
Didn't she go to the hospital once? She like made herself sick by trying to create gas.
Oh no!
Yeah, like she pulled a muscle. Like, oh.
She got a hernia.
A lot of Chipotle.
Oh no! Oh, this is all so horrible. But I guess if Sydney Sweeney's making money off of it, it just seems this is a new level of engagement with celebrities.
And I'm open to a lot of things that it's, I think it's a terrible thing.
Man, open up more.
It's gross.
Was this a rumor about Gwyneth Paltrow had some kind of candle that smelled like her? Was that always fake?
Yeah.
I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah.
But that was a fake story, right?
I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow's got that brand that makes billions off of.
Yeah, no, that's Goop. That's the stuff that gets.
Yeah. That doesn't sound so fake.
I still can't tell if it's fake.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, if you read her actual products, they're not that far off.
I still can't tell if it's fake. I'm sorry. Now I've spent too much time on it. Between yesterday with the Tiana Trump
search that I did.
Yes. And now I'm...
Seems like the internet was, by the way, too. A lot of people like those videos.
You guys just discovered her. I've known her for a minute.
Yeah, I mean,
Manning was there in 2014, yeah, just like he was in Kevin Durant's tweet about Scarlett Johansson's bathwater.
Again, I want to defend myself. A gorgeous woman has half naked with a Haliburton jersey and said, "This is why Tyrese Haliburton tries so hard on the court." I thought it was his girlfriend. Am I an idiot? Now I'm familiar with his girlfriend. That's a whole other thing. She's kind of controversial, right?
Oh, she is?
I don't know. I feel like everyone around Halbert's massive trash talkers.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he's letting the people around him do the dirty work. His dad, girlfriend.
I read a headline about his girlfriend saying something like, John Haliburton, and there's a lot going on.
Well, I mean, Haliburton himself threw up the choke sign. Obviously, this dude is not shy.
Yeah, and he seems like a perfectly nice guy, which is the funny thing about this. You know, he's sort of an underdog, a no-star recruit, and now he's like Mr. Trash Talk.
When do we get Tyrese Haliburton bathwater?
I mean, I don't know.
Are we going to do this for athletes?
I already ordered the get one voice Tiana first? Trump bathwater.
That's probably out there, to be honest.
I was going to say, does it smell like loot? I don't know what to say. I'm not saying anything.
You just did.
I'm thinking about collaborations. I'm thinking about crossover, synergy.
The business mind is going. T-shirts.
Slump busters. Yeah. To be honest, it all mixes in.
Yeah, Jay Jones, Haliburton's girlfriend, is in a tense war with fans on social media.
That's going to end well. Okay, folks, Dynamite update.
Sports.
Coming up, the Mount Olympus Project continues. The four sports gods of every great city in this country and parts of Canada. Today, let's go to Atlanta, baby.
I'm the captain.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.